Damian, thanks for joining us for the Monday Business Watch. Today we are talking about New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announcing last week that the state is on track to possibly seeing restaurants, salons, gyms, malls, and other services and businesses reopen in some capacity in June. What can you tell us?
Well, as you said, it looks like we may finally get a chance to revisit restaurants for dine-in services, again, at a limited capacity, most likely. There is the possibility of getting that much-needed haircut again. I don't know about you, Anthony, but I know I definitely am long overdue.
I've been watching do-it-yourself haircuts on YouTube, and it's getting pretty appealing right now, Damian.
You're flirting with that possibility. Well, give it until June 1st, and let's see what happens. Of course, I imagine that we would anticipate a rush, so it might be kind of hard to get an appointment for a haircut, at least in those first couple of weeks, because you and I are certainly not the only ones in that boat. Once again, you know, as we celebrate Memorial Day weekend, kind of the unofficial start to summer, Human Services Secretary David Scrace warned against travel to El Paso. So, Anthony, that's a temptation you may want to resist.
Yeah, we've obviously seen numbers go up there. But also last Thursday, it was announced that Doñana County had the highest reported cases at 40. That was the highest county in the state for new cases.
That's right. That day, it outpaced even McKinley County and San Juan, which have both been terribly hard hit.
Now, speaking of Doñana County, there is a meatpacking facility in the southern part of the county that has seen an outbreak. Can you tell us exactly what the status is on that?
Yeah, Stampede Meat, their facility in Sunland Park, last week the Department of Health confirmed that they had 57 cases. 24 of those were from New Mexico, and 33 lived in Texas. The employees are self-isolating. Some of them have been designated as recovered by now. The facility itself has been working closely with the Department of Health to sanitize and disinfect the facility. They've also ramped up screening measures for employees when they show up to work. And they're trying to do everything they can to minimize the risk of transmission there at that Stampede Meat facility.
Okay, now obviously New Mexico, like other states across the country, are facing some major economic challenges due to the COVID-19 pandemic. What are you hearing from state lawmakers about a possible special session to address the budget?
Well, last week, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said that she's expecting a session set for June 18th. At the time, she was not anticipating deep cuts to the budget that lawmakers approved in January, but she definitely acknowledged the fact that we're going to have to look at spending moving forward. In another interview, John Arthur Smith said that education may not be as hard hit as some were fearing, because there may be some federal funding available, and they might be able to find some solutions to keep education cuts keep education off the chopping block.
All right, Damian, we'll stay updated with that story. Damian Willis is a reporter covering business for the Las Cruces Sun News. Damian, how can we keep up with your work?
Well, of course, you can always log on to www.lcsun-news.com for all of our reporting. And follow me on Twitter @Damian Willis.
Thanks, Damian. We'll talk with you next week.
Always a pleasure.